Amen. At this time, we're going to, Ms. Diana, would you please come on up? Amen. And I would ask if the council would come, the ones that are, I know Greg is not here. Come. Amen. Amen.
It's not my first Kleenex.
That's my first Kleenex. Amen.
It's just going
to
be tears.
Amen. Mr. Sheldon, if you would like to come up, you're more than welcome. I mean, I don't want, you know, I know we're not ordaining him, but he is your significant other, spouse. Amen. And so I'm right here. Amen. You know, God gives us our heart's desires. And even when we don't say anything, God will bring it about. I know she has been licensed already at another church and was ordained somewhere else. And that's been years ago I heard about that, just kind of forgot about it and went on. And I know next year she's going to be marrying somebody next year. And she did not want to do it under that covering, if you want to say it that way. And so, you know, I just, oh, you know, and she didn't tell me this till I talked to her about being ordained. Because you see, ordaining means that man is just putting their approval on what God has already called. Okay? I mean, God has to call first. And we've seen where she's preached here the Word of God and has. God has tremendously anointed and blessed the people, Bible study, you know, just all kinds of stuff. And so, you know, we're just putting an approval saying yes. And so, but we're looking forward to what God may want to do in the next year or two, whatever he wants to do. You never know. You never know, you know, but you have to follow certain protocol in things. In anointing and letting the Spirit of God do those things. You know, in the scripture, it does not talk about ordaining. It just being, you know, it just talks about being called of God to preach the gospel. You know, Peter, Paul, and Matthew, and all these men, you know, they didn't just lay hands and do, you know, there was a lot, maybe a laying hands, but, you know, they didn't just say, hey, you're ordained. That didn't happen. So we do that nowadays, saying we approve, you know. And when you follow in that footstep, God is going to open up doors that you never thought were possible. And so we're just looking that God is going to use you and you, because y'all won.
I'm traveling.
You're traveling into that area of ministry. You know, you never know what God may open up. And so we just want to put that approval to know that she has been ordained here, that our leadership approves of it, that their pastor approves of it, and it's been approved as she goes and maybe speaks other places. You never know what God may do. Because the gospel has to go forth. The greatest export in American history has been the Bible. It's been number one since the beginning of time of our country. There's no other book in the world that is so outsells the Bible, any book. Is the Bible that's number one, people, because people are hungry. People want a hope, that there's hope in Christ, people. You know, I encourage you to keep your faith in the cross of Calvary, what Jesus did, the victory that was won there. And as you go forth and you preach, remember to keep Christ first. Go in grace and mercy and anointing by the Holy Ghost, and God will open up doors that you never thought were possible. Don't look at age and don't look at gender. Because when God calls, he approves and he anoints. This is the third one. I know Mr. Otis was ordained. Andrew was ordained, and they were done at the same time here. well, not in this building, but in our church, and then Miss Diana today. And so, like I said, you're breaking the ceiling for me. We see God's anointing, and you just keep going forth. And that scripture, I read it this morning, Romans 8:31. Since God is for us, who can be against you? Since God is for you, who can be against you? Walk in obedience, and you will see the power and the presence of Almighty God in the things that you endeavor to do for Him. My Lord, amen. I know any of you guys would like to say anything?
I'd just like to say that I appreciate Miss Diana and all the part of her heart that she's brought to our church and to us, to our lives.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Andrew? No.
We just enjoy your preaching, so.
Now, I tell you, I have to say something before this goes on. I know she looks meek and mild, but I've seen the line rise up and take authority over certain things, even in meetings. And so she knows what I'm talking about. And, you know, God knows. And so, but that's just the presence of the Lord. And so as your pastor, thank you for your heart towards Him. Thank you for praying and taking the time. Because you're going to have to pray even more, it seems like. And humble yourself more and let God move.
Just,
well, whatever time, you know.
I love it, though. Amen. It's not an effort. It's a love. Mm-hmm. I love to be in my war room. I love to be in the presence of the Lord. And those that come in my war room know that that's where God meets me. And when they sit there, they can sense that. And God meets them there.
Amen. Would you want to say anything about the call on your life that God has called you? Let me get the mic.
Well, at the top is that I'm overwhelmed because all I've wanted to do is be faithful to the Lord, and I never really expected to be honored in this way, and I take it, it's a huge honor and a huge privilege, and it's not something I take lightly because I know to whom much is given, much is required.
That's right.
And my goal as a Christian is I want to see those around me having an on fire relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And not a lukewarm in and out, but really intense on knowing the Lord and knowing how much He loves them.
Amen.
That's my goal whenever I'm praying, whenever I'm ministering. You know, I want to be sensitive to the Lord and say what He wants me to say to the people. And that's what I want. I want to be someone who people can feel the love of God with, can feel the anointing of God, mm-hmm. can feel the presence of God and know that the Lord has touched them. That's my goal. And as I tell everybody else, we have to stay humble. I preached a message one time over here, the danger in promotion, because we have to stay humble. Even and especially in promotion, because mm-hmm. Satan would want to blow our little brains up, you know, to think we puffed up and we're somebody we're not. We're just the same as we were yesterday. only with a much more heavy mandate on our lives, and we have to keep even more alert to not letting pride slip in.
Amen. Amen.
And I thank everybody for being here. I especially thank my family for coming, you know, and those that know me. It's just, I'm just overwhelmed. Thank you.
Amen.
And thank y'all for honoring.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Amen. Amen. If you would, why don't you come here, and if you would please stand, we're going to pray over her and anoint her. And I'm going to ask you to do this as we pray, and y'all might want to pray too. Y'all might have a word for her. You know, the New Testament church was moved by the Holy Ghost. You see, it says that Paul's shadow as he walked by would heal the people, not because of him, because of the anointing upon him. People, look, we live in a day and age where we think, oh, miracles don't have miracles. God is moving. God is moving in the hearts and lives of people. I would ask you to pray for our church after you're ordained. Okay?
All right.
Amen. And so if you would, stretch forth your hand. We're going to anoint her as the scripture says, and we're going to pray for her. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's start praying. Father, Lord. Lord, we pray the anointing of the Holy Ghost, Lord God, upon her life, Lord God. Greater than ever before, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we see your approval and your anointing upon her life, Lord God. Lord, I pray that every part of her life would be yielded unto you, Father, this day. That, Father, there would be no shackles of any kind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father, Lord, we thank you for calling her. And Lord God, we would pray that you would open up doors of ministry like she's never even imagined could be done, Lord God. And that, Father, as she's laying in her bed, that you would give her godly dreams, Lord God. You would reveal yourself to her, Lord God. You will show her things that she never saw before, Father. And Lord God, she will take those things in prayer to you, Lord God. And Lord God, you will open up doors of ministry to ladies in the name of Jesus, Lord, that need somebody to be in the middle, Lord God, to help them bring them back to you, Lord God. Father, I pray your anointing and your presence and your wisdom upon her life, Lord God. Give her a greater desire than ever before, Lord God, to do your work. Lord, it says when the priests were anointed, they'd take the horn of oil and they'd pour it upon the new priest's head, Lord God. Father, we anoint her with oil and we pray your presence, your power, your authority, your wisdom would be upon her life, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray that you will protect her, her family, her husband, Lord God, and be with her this day, Lord God. Use her, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray a mighty move of your spirit as we dedicate her life, the call that you've already placed upon her. We're just approving it, Lord God. Your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's pray. Father, we pray your anointing. Any one of y'all want to pray? In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray. Oh, move upon her, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Mm-mm. Dedication unto you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Any one of y'all want to pray or anything? No. Okay. I didn't know for sure.
There's a new road that the Lord will lead you on. It's going to be somewhat familiar to you, and yet sometime it'll be a little bit different. But he's going to show you the way, and he'll guide you. And as you follow his lead, you will bless many.
So you want me to pray for the church?
Yes, yes, if you don't mind.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Gaydah International Church to you. I lift up Pastor Joe, Pastor Jelaine, their family. Father God, the consul, Greg and Marie, and their family. Father God, the leaders, Father God. Father, I remember not long after being here, we took the telephone book of Gaydah and we started praying. And Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that we see a manifestation of those prayers come to pass. And Father, I ask you to protect what this church has here. This church has a genuine love for one another. There are no cliques. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is equally loved. And Father God, we want to keep that. So no matter how much we grow, let us grow in that, Lord God, that no one would ever be able to say that they came here and they did not feel welcome. They did not feel a part of the church, because so many people go to a church and they never return because they were not welcome. They felt alone. May no one who graces our doors feel unwelcome at Gaydah International Church. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus that your anointing and your glory be in this church each and every service, every time that we gather together. And that, Father God, we would not only, you know, growing in number is not what you're really concerned with, Lord, but you might do that. But growing in your word is what really matters. And Father, I ask in the name of Jesus for all of those who are already here, Father God, for those that are coming, that most importantly, they would be growing in their lives. Yes. They would never leave the same way that they came, but they would always be better. In Jesus' name. And those families could go forth and do the same for other families, Lord God. And we will see a harvest. And Father, this also includes those who watch. Many people who watch we will never know about. But Father, we ask that your word grow in them as well. Yes. And Father Jesus. God, that they can spread the word on their own, in their own families. Yes. Father, let us always be for truth and never be for compromise. And Father God, because it's the truth that people need. Whether they know it or not, whether they accept it or not, is not for us to know. Father God, for us to know is to preach the truth of your word, to always be faithful to that. Father God, may we always remember to give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, and to remain humble servants of you always. Because Father God, your word says that you resist the proud, but you give grace to the humble. And Father, we always want to have your grace on our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Just wait a minute. Amen. We want to give you something. You can open this right now.
So it's my turn.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Thank you all so much.
You're welcome. It's a certificate of ordination. Perfect.
It's beautiful.
Amen. Amen. You deserve it. Amen. And this is also for you. You can. Look. Thank you.
gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay. Can I read the card later?
Yes, no. that's fine. Thank you.
This is awesome. Because I'm working a little bit on my own inventory. Oh, but it's okay. I have problems. But that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
But don't have great Galatians. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Y'all so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We appreciate it. We want to invest into your ministry. Amen. And what God will do. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. I love it.
You're welcome. Amen. You know, it's been 16 years, just turned 16 years, that we've been in Gaydon. Our first service here was, and I had to look and get all this, was on a Sunday night, November the 29th of 2009. And many people said we wouldn't make it, but that's okay. And so you just keep on going on, no matter what. You keep on doing what God had already called, what God calls you to do on November the 29th. But I want to thank everyone. I want to thank our council, Andrew and Jelaine and Marie and Greg, that's not here. He's working offshore, for their help. I know Miss Diana, she's over the ladies group. Thank you. And whoever helps her, the people. We do want to thank Jelaine, that's over the Children's Church Ministry, and all the workers. If you work in Children's Church, would you stand up? Yeah, that's good. Stand up. Look. Yeah, Haley, you want to come to the front? No. Thank you for all that y'all do. I mean, you know, it takes a lot, and it takes missing a service. And most of them, except one, has children in Children's Church. Only one. All the rest don't have children in Children's Church. And so thank you for all that you have done. Thank you. We appreciate y'all. You may be seated. I do want to thank my family. Oh, Jess. Where's Jess? Jessica. Not Jess. Jessica. She does the communion stuff. And like Mr. Sheldon, I know he helps fix things. And everybody else, thank you for all that you do. You know, sometimes you don't realize on Sundays as we gather and whatever days, just your presence makes a difference. Just your presence, you know, because I can't encourage a wall or a chair or carpet. Only people can be encouraged or helped by the words and the anointing that's there. I do want to thank my family. I want to thank Jess, which is my daughter back there, and all her children, and Joe, that does, oh, thank you for all that you do. Jess does the bulletin, my daughter. I mean, she takes care of all that. Joe does the music up here, whatever, and Jensen does the words and all that. It takes a lot to get things done, you know. I want to thank Andrew and Haley, you know, family, for all that they're doing in Children's Church and we're in communion and all that stuff. Joey, my son, raise your hand. That's my son, my youngest. Thank him for all that he has done and everybody else. Also, I want to thank Jelaine. Jelaine, why don't you come on up? I get the eyes. Y'all don't see all the eyes that I get all the time. Jelaine does a lot of stuff around here you'll never know to get things done, you know, just to get things done, just to, you know, all the stuff, cleaning, all kinds of stuff. And so thank you for your help. Thank you for getting up early this morning and making those cookies. Thank you, Lord. And all that. We appreciate it. It's been 16 years 16 years. And so we thank God for his mighty blessings and what he's doing in the hearts and lives of people. You know, also before I go on with the, I know we have quite a, well, not a lot, but a few people that have passed away since we've been here. And Cindy Kibido, probably most of you don't even know who that is. She came and she started coming here from Gaydon and was here. And then not long after, what, a year or so, 2 years at most, January 15th, 2016, she passed away of cancer. And so we remember her. Also, Mr. Leonard Smith that was here, a lot of you might remember him. He died on February 22nd of 2001. Also, my mom, which is gone now, they called her, we called her mom, or people called her Luella or Lou, but that wasn't her name. Her name was Cecile Boutin or Cecile Landry. That's it. And so, but she died in May 18th of 2023. And now we have Miss Velma Constantine that died today, 12/7/25. But our, you know, we like to remember all those things. Remember the past, but look to the future. Look to the future. And so, but we had our first service on November 29th, 2009. It was at EJ and Teresa's home, which is 307 11th Street. Go down, far down, take a right, first block or so there. And we would meet at night, and we met there for about 3 months. From November of 2009 to February of 2010. Then we rented the old library behind the city hall, and we rented that only in the morning from that March of 2010 to September of 2010. Then we rented this little building on the side right here. That was horror. When I say horror, that we thank God for it, but what we had to do, the money we spent on that thing, of renting that thing and making it presentable, it was bad. It was bad. Oh, but nobody would want to rent to us. And so finally she opened it up, and I think it was $100 a month, y'all. $100. I mean, that's not bad. That's not bad. And then the lady that owned that building, that corner building, 301, the brick on the front, they had a building there. She tore it down and built a new building. And so we were the first ones to rent it. We did some stuff on the inside, and we stayed there till February of 2020. But in October of 2019, we bought this building, but we didn't come in till 2/16 of 2020. And so we rented all those buildings, and we were able to come here, buy this, pay it out. We have no debt. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And we look forward to doing other things that we know God is going to help us do without any debt. Thank you, Lord, so that we can get the job done. Get the job done. So we look at what God has done and what he will do in the future. Great things. Thank you for being obedient to the Lord. Thank you for giving your life and honoring God with what you have. We appreciate you and what God is doing in you. You know, seeing growth on the inside. My Lord, that is the greatest thing. When somebody's growing in the things of God and wants God to move in their hearts and in their lives. So thank you. Amen. If you would, take your Bibles and go to Luke chapter 1, please. Luke, starting at verse 26. This is our scripture reading for the day. And I won't keep you long as far as sermon-wise, because I know you can smell that food. And some of you already lost you. And you're dozing off a little bit because you're smelling that food. I know it. If anybody gets up and walks back there, you better make sure when you come back you're bringing me a piece of brisket. Or a brownie or a cookie or whatever. It doesn't matter. Just something, yeah. Just something. I'm not going to name names, but there's already somebody that ate a cookie right when he came in. He's not in. I don't see him. So y'all will know when he walks in. Oh, he said, I didn't eat breakfast. I said, you didn't? No. But he said, I ate a cookie. I said, and he's probably back there eating another one. I hope he can hear me from the nursery. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's look at verse 26, okay? Amen. It says this, and we're reading together, okay? Now I need to hear you guys. It says, in the sixth month, an angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Verse 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. Verse 28, and the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Verse 29, and when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Verse 30, and the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Verse 31, and behold, you shall conceive in your womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. Verse 32, and he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Verse 33, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. 34, then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Verse 35, and the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of you shall be called the Son of God. 36, and behold, your cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. Verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Remember that scripture. 38, and Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Verse 39, and Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into the city of Judah. Verse 40, and entered into the house of Zacharias and salutated Elizabeth. Verse 41, and it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Verse 42, and she spake with a loud voice and said, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. 43, and whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? 44, and lo, as soon as the voice of your salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. 45, and blessed is she who believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which are told her from the Lord. What we're doing for the next, starting last week, this week, just going through the countdown, if you would, of events that happened before the birth of Jesus Christ. Last week we talked about how Zechariah and Elizabeth, which was John the Baptist's mother and father, and how how Zechariah went into the temple because he was the high priest to make the sacrifice and do what needed to be done with the incense and all that stuff. And all it says that the angel Gabriel came and stood on the side of him and told him what would happen, that they would have a son, that John the Baptist would be the forerunner of Jesus coming upon the earth. My Lord. The highest angel in heaven came down to give that report or give that salutation to him, to Zechariah, to tell him what was going to happen. Here we see now Mary. They say Mary was about 16 years of age when the angel came and said, I have something for you to do. Look, when the angel appeared to her, it was like, what? What's going on? And then he tells her, you're going to have a child. You're going to become pregnant. And she's looking and saying, look, I'm already engaged to Joseph. And if he finds out about this, we won't be together. She got fearful. But you see, God takes care of things. God takes care of things, and whatever he needs to do, he takes care of those things. It says that John was 6 months older than Jesus. 6 months before Jesus was conceived in the womb or in the body of Mary, that Gabriel had gone to Zechariah and told him that they would have a child and that even in their old age, God would give it to them, but he would be the forerunner of the Savior that would come. Ooh. You see, when God calls and tells you something or does something in your life or calls you to do something, he will make sure things are taken care of. You see? She's 16 years old now. And all of a sudden, as the angel tells her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her and she will conceive, a miracle takes place. Jesus had no sin nature in him. Every one of us, when we were conceived, the sin nature is automatically given to us. It's just in us. That's why you don't have to teach a child to lie. They just do it. Because that's part of us. We have to teach them not to do that. Okay? But Jesus didn't have that sin nature in him. He was the perfect. He had to be the perfect sacrifice. We say, well, how could the Holy Spirit come over her and she conceived? Well, how could the Holy Spirit make everything upon the earth? It says God spoke it into being. That's how great he is. We are limited. But our God is not limited. You can have what God says you can have. You can do what God wants you to do. But look how much God cares about Mary. He acts, he just doesn't say you got to do it. He really does ask almost. Will you do it? And she says, yes, knowing she could be stoned, knowing that her family would not like her, knowing her people would frown upon her because they're going to lie. Oh, yeah, you hadn't been with a man. Come on, you know, come on, you know. It's a miracle by God. But God took care of Mary. Because it says that she had an instinct after the Holy Spirit came over her and she conceived to go to her cousin's house, Elizabeth, in Hebron, which was about 125 miles away. Now, you know, isn't it hard to go through a storm of life by yourself? But if you have somebody to help you, isn't it a little easier? God made sure Elizabeth was there for Mary. People. That the forerunner that was in her stomach, Elizabeth, John the Baptist, 6 months older than Jesus, that she was there for Mary for all those months that she spent with her to help her. To be with her. To believe God. Every time God works wonders in your life. Every time God speaks things to you. and it's God. God will send the help that you need. If it's by the Holy Spirit, God the Father, sending someone to help, however he wants to do it, he will send what you need. That we're not here on the earth just here. We're being ordained by God. It says in Jeremiah that he was formed by God. Jeremiah the prophet was formed by God in the womb. Every one of you, don't listen to the lies of the enemy. You have been formed by God. You're not a mistake. Should have shouted. You're not a mistake. You have been formed by God. He loves you. He will take care of you. He will do what it takes to bring you closer to him. You're not a mistake. Amen. Can you imagine when you were formed, that spirit from heaven came and came into that body. My Lord, that baby that was being formed by God. And here we see Mary finally getting to the place. And I'll be closing here for me. You might say, man, you short today. Well, I know you're smelling food. There's a lot of food back there. There's a lot. You know what that means when there's a lot of food? I didn't think of that part. Well, I didn't think of that. We're jogging pants. You have to eat a lot. But it kind of goes on the line of that. You have to eat a lot. Okay? You got to bring some home too. But here we see Mary. Commissioned by God. And you might say, well, Mary, look, we don't worship Mary. There's only one person we worship. That's God the Father through his son, Jesus Christ. I know some places believe in worship, but it does not say that in the scripture. Don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-mm. Now, you might say, well, it says that she was highly favored. Well, you know what? Anytime we do the will of God, we are highly favored. When you walk through the store and you see somebody and God says, I want you to go and give them some money. For whatever, I don't know. I don't know what's going on in their life. And you do it, God calls you highly favored. When you go and you pray over somebody because God says, I want you to pray over them, you're highly favored. My Lord. See, so, but we do thank God for her that she was willing to do what God wanted her to do. John was the forerunner for Jesus. Elizabeth was the help for Mary. The Holy Spirit is our help to live the life that God wants us to live and do what God wants us to do. God cares about you. And if you get nothing out of this service, remember this. God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit loves you. You can sit down and you can know without a shadow of a doubt, he loves me. I'm not talking about pride and arrogance, you know. But he loves us and will take care of us. The things that weigh upon our hearts, that he's saying, cast all your cares upon. Oh, my God. That means just give it to him. That means don't just throw it hard and give it to him. Say, Lord, it's your problem. My children are your problem. My spouse is your problem. My church is your problem. My job is your problem. My finances is your problem. Whatever it is, and let him take control. And as you place your focus upon the cross of Calvary. I'm not talking about the cross just itself. Because you see, when Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, there were many people that died on the cross, people. That's just how they took care of things. Maybe if we got back to that, things... I wouldn't want to know. But he died sinless. He took upon himself the sin of the world. He was sinless as they put him on that cross. Keep your eyes upon what Jesus did at Calvary's cross. And you will have victory in every aspect of your life. It keeps you focused. It keeps you in right tune. You're not putting your eyes upon a preacher. You're not putting your eyes upon a church. You're not putting your eyes upon an organization. But your eyes are on Jesus Christ and what he did at Calvary's cross. And when you do that, I'm telling you, the Holy Spirit is leashed out upon us. I mean, leashed out upon us. Because you see, when we do things God's way, God moves. But he has an order of things. And when we keep our eyes upon him, and we, now you might say, well, Pastor, I'm not perfect. I didn't say if you were perfect. I said just keeping your spiritual eyes upon him. The Holy Spirit is leashed out upon us. He gives us wisdom. He shows us what to do, and he helps us to overcome. My Lord, my Lord. And that's what we want. Then victory comes in. How many people leave the body of Christ, the church of the living God, because they get so disoriented and hard-hearted towards the things of God? Because, well, God, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. But we keep our eyes upon him, knowing he's in control. Amen. Amen.